yesterday.
And Thursday will be?
Day after tomorrow.
Right. And if someone is coming, no, that's okay. I just wanted that tomorrow, that's okay. It's Thursday, it'll just be tomorrow, but that's, I just meant the, just wanted the pronunciation of that. Now, if someone was not coming this Sunday, you know, in the next few days, but he was coming the Sunday after that, you might say, he's coming
Sunday week.
Yeah. Now, do you ever use that expression going in the other direction in the past? If someone wasn't here last Sunday, but the Sunday before that.
Yeah, sometimes.
So you'd say he was here
Sunday's week ago.
But you'd never say, oh, you'd say Sunday week ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sunday's week ago or Sunday?
Sunday's week ago.
Sundays.
Sunday.
Sundays.
Sunday or Sunday,
either one. Either one. Okay, either that's one. Very interesting. Now, the a period of time, about you know, 2 week period of time, you'd call that a. Do you have any special name for that?
No, not
just
2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks. And then, if you didn't know the time of day, you might say someone. What?
Well, you can say you guess at it.
Yeah. Well, you want to. You might. You know, you didn't have. On my wrist, I have a.
What?
And you didn't know the time, so you might ask me what.
What time it is?
All right. And if it's 3 o'clock, let's say, and then 30 minutes after that, you'd say it's
3:30.
All right. Or half
past three.
All right. And if it's then 15 minutes later, it would be.
The, 3:45.
Or
quarter to four.
All right. And if you hadn't seen someone for a long time, you'd say, I haven't seen him for quite
a while. Some time.
Okay. And if 1971 was last year, 1972 is?
This year.
Right. And you have that little boy, you ask how old the little boy is, that little boy is?
Three years old.
Okay. And if something happened on this day in 1971, you'd say, that happened just about a... Today. It happened just about
an hour ago.
Yeah. Well, if today's the 10th. If something happened on the 10th of May in 1971, you'd say, that happened exactly a...
Year ago today.
Okay. And if... how would you describe the weather today?
Well, I'd call it a cool day myself.
If it's a little warmer, you'd say it's really a...
Really hot. Or really warm.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a day like today? A nice day or a fine day or a pretty
day?
Well,
it is a fine day if you're going to work.
And if the... If it's... You can't see very well outside in a day like yesterday, how would you describe the weather yesterday?
Well, it's cloudy, heavy cloudy, you know, dark cloudy.
Right. And if it's been raining for quite a while, and then you look up and you see a little blue sky, you might say, you know, I think it's finally...
Going to quit.
Or quit.
Clear off.
All right. And then if the weather's changing for the worse, you know, you might say, rain or snow is expected. Mm-hmm. You might say, it looks like...
Going to rain or snow.
All right. And if it rains... Yeah, a heavy rain of short duration, you know, that doesn't really last very long. What do you call it?
I just call it a hard shower.
Do you ever call it anything else, you know, that, I mean, it just really comes down hard, you know?
I say it's a hard shower, hard rain.
Do you ever call it a... Now, how about, didn't it rain terribly hard here about...
An hour ago.
Only about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, say that.
When they had the flood over in Cock County, remember?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah. Did it rain like that here that morning?
No, we didn't have as much rain as they had.
Uh-huh.
No.
Well, do you ever hear it called something like